Open to Colossians, the first chapter, and I'm going to start reading in verse 3. And as we've been talking about in the class in Ephesians on Sunday night, Paul frequently prays for the different congregations. And here in the third verse, he says, chapter 1, he says, "We give thanks to the God, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in the world, and is bringing forth fruit as it has also among you, since the day you heard and knew the grace of God's truth." What a really amazing statement if you think about it, because we know that in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, it says, "Yet abideth these three things, faith, hope, and love." And here, what he tells these people is, he says, "We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, your love for the saints, and the hope which is laid up for you in heaven." Wow, that's really cool. He is laying out the three principal concepts, and he is saying, "You get it. You get it. And I pray for you, and I am mindful of the fact that you have these three things: faith in Christ Jesus, love for the fellow saints, and because of the hope that is laid up for you in heaven." And that last one we've been talking about, we talked about a lot on Sunday night, because it is so key, that idea of hope. The hope that is laid up is the reason that that we are driven. He says, "Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before." That is the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, and that is what drives us forward. That is what gives us the push. It is what makes every day worthwhile. It is because of the hope. Kathy gave me this little calendar for Christmas, and it says something rude like, for old people who can't remember stuff, or something along that line, but I can't remember exactly. But anyway, in one of them, it says, "I plan to live forever." And so far, so good. You know? We plan to live forever. So far, so good. And we have an expectation, not just a wish, like this guy is talking about, but we have an expectation of that hope, and it is forever. When we pause each time we get together and we offer what we call the invitation, like I'm doing right now, it's because if there's anybody that doesn't have that hope and they want that hope and they have learned and believe that Jesus is the Christ and they believe that he was raised from the dead, we want to offer that opportunity right now for you to make that decision. Or if you've let go of your hope and you need a renewed hope, now is a time for us to pray for you and for ourselves, that we might hold to that hope and truly have that expectation of eternal life. So we're going to sing now, and if you have a need, please come to the front and we'll help you.
When Jesus comes, everyone. Faithful to him will he find us, watching with our lamps all trimmed and bright. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? If at the dawn of the early morning he shall call us one by one, When to the Lord we restore our talents, will he answer thee, well done? Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the souls brought home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Blessed are they who the Lord finds watching, in his glory they shall share. If he shall come at the dawn or midnight, will he find us watching there? Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the souls brought home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come?
Please have a seat.